The sermon for today reflects on all three readings that we just had. I'll start, though, with two verses from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I haven't started using it yet, but I got a new planner for 2022. It's a special one. You're supposed to write out all your things you have to do during the week at one level, then kind of divide them up into categories, and then assign them for each day of the week, and along with times and things like that. We'll see how that works. It's the time of year we do planning, isn't it? Or maybe a little bit before the new year, or just now, we start thinking, I better start planning. Our little family reunion, I guess you would call it, in West Bend, Wisconsin, on Monday, when we were up there with all our kids and grandchildren, we had in a pavilion, in a park pavilion, and I didn't think about using the pavilion until about a week earlier, but who's going to use a park pavilion on December 27th? It was available. But they said, if you want the park pavilion like in June or July, you got to be in the office tomorrow, on Monday, January 3rd, because the dates will fill up. We plan like that, and sometimes we have to plan far in advance. Looking at these three passages, we see Solomon, Paul, and then our Savior, Jesus, following in their life some plans or preparing to make plans. And there's some very helpful things for us to think about. If you want to follow along on the back side of the bulletin, there's some service notes, sermon notes. It caught me, I guess one reason this topic and this emphasis came to mind as I was looking at these texts was because in 1 Kings chapter 3, which we just read, after Solomon gives his request for discernment, it says in verse 10, this is a powerful verse, verse 10, it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. Think about that. Solomon's response to God to ask whatever blessing he would ask for, his response was so God-fearing, so wondrous and according to God's will, that it says in the text, this pleased the Lord he had asked this. What are some of the things that Solomon had said? The first thing, if you notice in his reply to God, is he was thankful to God. He was thankful for God's faithfulness to his father David and everything that had gone on before. He said in verses 6 and 7, mostly 6, and Solomon said, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept him this great and steadfast love and given him a son to sit on his throne this day. That's him sitting on the throne. That's the first thing he says in response. Thank you, God. You have been faithful, and you have done all these things beforehand. The reason I am king right now and sit on this throne is because of you. Thank you. That was the first part of his response, was to thank God. And then also, we see that he's very humble. He doesn't make himself out to be so proud or so good or so smart, but he's humble in his response, and he's willing to learn. He said in verse 7, "And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in." And then he says, "This people is so great. How can I govern them?" He is humble. He is willing to learn. Then what he asks for is discernment of good and evil. "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this your great people?" When Solomon says that, he is talking to the Lord. He is talking to the Holy God. And when he says good and evil, he is talking in a way, what is good and evil in your sight, Lord? He just said he's a child. He has to learn. He doesn't know enough yet how to do all this work as king. So he says, "Let me discern what is good and evil." From God's perspective, he wants to rule as God wants him to rule. Not his own power and wisdom, but God's power and wisdom, God's understanding of good and evil. And this way of his understanding himself and his responsibilities, it says it pleased the Lord that Solomon said this, that he was thankful, that he was humble and willing to learn, and that he asked God for discernment between good and evil. If you think about it, that discerning of good and evil, that is not an easy thing. That easily escapes us. We may do something that helps people, but we do it for a selfish reason or underneath evil reason. Or we may do it for good, really wanting to help those people. There's so many parts of good and evil that God wants us to know and to live according to know his Ten Commandments, to know how to apply the Ten Commandments, to know true love for neighbor and how to carry that out. Help me discern that, Lord. St. Paul, in the reading, in his writings to the Ephesians, has so many things there that we could look at, but just 2 points. When Paul says that we have this inheritance, he is saying that I didn't earn it, I was given it. It's a gift. The salvation in Christ Jesus is a gift. Do you see a correspondence between what Paul is saying there, considering the salvation as an inheritance, as a gift, to what Solomon also said? He said, "I sit here on this throne because of what you did for my father David and your faithfulness and your righteousness. And I received that. It's an inheritance." Solomon sitting on the throne. It was not what he did, but what God had done before him, for his father David and the things before David. Now he is on the throne. Paul says this salvation we have is an inheritance. It's a gift. As we think about our lives and how God has led us to the point where we are now, it's so important to see that this is all God's doing. Every good thing comes from him. It's not you or me. He maybe was working through us, but it is his power and his guidance that brought us to this point. Solomon saw that. St. Paul writes about that. There's a lot of things in those two verses, 11 and 12 of Ephesians 1, but one of the things there is we see very clearly, he says several times in this whole passage, God's purpose, his purpose. Christian lives are God's plan. Our lives are God's plan. And our lives are God's glory. What he is working through us and what he wants to work through us is his plan, and it's not for our glory, but for his glory, for the benefit of others as well, not to build me up. This was pleasing to God in respect to Solomon, for Solomon said, "Why should I ask for the discernment of good and evil according to God's understanding of good and evil?" Was to benefit God's people. Not to make himself so wise and powerful, but to benefit the people who he's ruling. And so Paul says all these things are according to his purpose, God's plan, and God's glory. In this narrative of Jesus going to temple and staying back at the temple to learn and listen and teach, we see God's plan in his son being perfectly conducted without sin, perfectly knowing good and evil. And just a few things we might note from that. Jesus was really at home in his father's house. He really wanted to be there. It's interesting that Mary said, "Your father and I have been looking for you. Didn't you know that?" But Jesus knows Joseph is responsible for him. He knows that. But he knows that his true father's house is where one worships and learns about God and discusses God. All that he was doing. He was very comfortable to be in his father's house. There is a desire in Jesus to do God's will. 12 years old, and he wants to be learning the word and teaching the word, applying the word of God, questions about it, answers about it, to be about God's business in a holy way. That was his calling as the Son of God and the Messiah. And yet we see in this narrative as well, as far as the wisdom that he already has and the perfect knowledge of good and evil that he already has, yet it was God's plan to say, "But you're still 12, Jesus, and you're going to be with your parents a while longer." And the text says he went and submitted to his parents, the Son of God. And yet he was just 12. He needed to come up, be brought up in their house yet, and he submitted to his parents. Even though he knew the temple was his father's house, God the Father was his father, yet the design and plan was for him to be with Mary and Joseph for some years yet. He's willing to do that and submit to them and love them. He had a willingness to learn and grow according to God's plan. Solomon received this fantastic wisdom from God. He didn't always follow it. He did some things that weren't good later in his life. But he was searching out for God's holy wisdom, God's understanding of good and evil, not for his goodness, but to serve God's people as king. St. Paul then tells us all that we have is an inheritance. It's a gift from God. And this is God's plan and God's design. And we see that perfect understanding and attitude in Jesus. "This is my father's house, and I will be about his business, But for now, Mom and Dad, I need to be back with you. And God's timing will come when he is on his own, starts his ministry, calls his disciples, suffers, dies, and rises. We think about our lives. We see that everything God has done before us, maybe even we think back to our parents or our grandparents or teachers or pastors, who has led us to this point? These are all gifts of God to us. And then we think about making plans for 2022 or the new budget or whatever it might be. And we thank God for what he has done, and then also know that it's for his glory and we need his gift of discerning good and evil according to his understanding. And as Jesus then shows Joseph and Mary, though he is the Son of God, though he is the Messiah, willing to submit to God's plan and his timing. We are his servants. We are the Lord's servants. So he calls us to do his will, to serve others, to give him glory. And St. Paul would encourage us and strengthen us, knowing, now you know, this has been God's plan from before the foundation of the world. Don't worry. God is in control. He's going to lead us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for the faith of Solomon on that day when you asked him for anything and he asked for wisdom. We give you thanks for the teaching from St. Paul. We give you thanks for recording this obedience of Jesus to you, to know your word and carry out his work, and yet to submit to Mary and Joseph. Help us in our lives to see how you have blessed us and led us. Help us to be willing to learn. Help us to desire a true knowledge of good and evil in all our plans. And help us to know that you are in control. We don't have to fret and worry, but know that you have a plan and you ask us to obey you, to love you, and to love one another. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.